Okay, talking about bringing your coat and so on again, you might say you come home from work and somebody pointed to a package that was lying there on the table, and they might say, the delivery boy from Jones's store, what
did he brought this package out?
Okay, and you might say, if you're fixing to do the wash, you might say, this sure didn't sanitize. I hope it won't.
Shrink.
Okay, and the one I washed yesterday
did shrink.
Okay, another way of saying it did shrink would be
didn't.
Okay, but okay.
It did shrink.
Just one word for did shrink would be yesterday.
Yeah. It did. Didn't.
Okay, if you're just gonna leave out the did and just use
did
some form of shrink, you didn't have to say it.
Yesterday the shirt did draw up.
Okay, and using shrink again, you might say, lately it seems like everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she really does like to
dress well.
Okay. Would you say anything different if it was a man?
Yeah.
What would you say?
He's a well dresser.
Okay. Anything else?
Like a cool dresser.
Okay.
He's a cool dresser, neat dresser.
Okay. Let's see. Something that a woman would carry money in would be a
purse, bag.
Okay. And if it was small and had a clasp on it for carrying coins, you'd call it a
purse.
Okay. What would a woman wear around her wrist?
Watch.
Okay, or?
Bracelet.
Okay. And suppose that there are a bunch of little round things all strung up together and used to go around your neck for jewelry. You'd call those?
Call it a necklace or beads.
Okay. And you call it a what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. And let's see. What would you use to hold over you when it rains?
Huh?
What would you use to hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella, parasol.
Okay, are those the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
See, nowadays they use the word parasol more than they do umbrella. See, it used to be umbrella.
Oh, is that right?
They
use parasol more,
huh?
Is it a fancier word or what?
I don't know if it's much fancier, but that's just, you know, the name they use more now.
Yeah.
Parasol now.
Yeah, okay. Okay. When you make up the bed, the fancy top cover, you know, that you pull up last, you'd call it a
bed spread.
Okay, anything else you might call
it? Unless you call it, like they call the name of the, like material, I mean, a bed spread, a counter spread.
Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillows.
Okay. And sometimes there's a thing that's like a pillow, only it's long. And sometimes they're round. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, what you sleep on?
Yeah, Well, I don't know. Sometimes they're just there to be decorative, I think.
Unless it's like a decoration pillow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, what they call them pillows, you know, they just lay on the bed for decorating.
Yeah, okay. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
Quilt.
Okay.
Breeches quilt.
What's that?
A breeches quilt, what you just said, what you just described.
Yeah.
It's made out of old pants legs.
Uh-huh.
Cut them up and put them together.
Is that
what you call a breeches quilt?
That's why they call it a breeches quilt.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I never heard that.